live. It's Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. Cause every minute, every hour, you'll be shaken by the strange and mighty power.
We're back in on Drive Time Sports, live from the Sutherland Studios here on 107.3 FM and 750 AM. We're going to talk high school volleyball today here on the Coach's Corner. Last night was historical. The first ever boys volleyball game for Carbon High School. They had to travel on the road to take on the Morgan Trojans. Came out on the wrong end of the scoreboard. Carbon drops in straight sets, but they battled. Battled throughout. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the makeup of the roster. We're going to talk about the season. And again, the first ever boys volleyball team at Carbon High. Joining us right now, the first ever head coach of the Carbon boys volleyball team, Landon Fellberg. And Coach, it's great to get you on. It's great to talk about this team. I appreciate the time.
Yeah, thank you for having us on. It is awesome that we finally have it here at Carbon High School in the state of Utah.
Yeah, I want to start by talking about that because we had Coach Bianco on earlier this week, kind of previewing all of the spring sports, and he talked about some of the difficulties of getting a program off and rolling in its first year. What are some of the things that have been, A, extremely fun and exciting, but B, also maybe nerve-wracking and a little frustrating, because I'm sure you're kind of in a world of both?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of definitely everyone across the state, for the most part, is having the same thing. It's super exciting to see how much the boys want the sport. I mean, that's what it's really all about, is making sure these boys have that opportunity. So they've been able to really, everything that we've taught them and everything has been so new to them, but they've been absorbing it like sponges. It's been exciting to see how much they're growing from each time that we say, okay, this is that new piece, and they're like, oh, really? Never known that. And then they're doing it instantly. I mean, we have even just teaching them that there's positions. So a lot of people understand, oh, yeah, there's a setter. And then they see someone with a different colored jersey, and they're like, oh, yeah, that's a libero. But then teaching the boys, yeah, if you want to hit from this side, this is your position, and learning those rotations for that. They've been absorbing it like a sponge, and it's been exciting to see that. The difficulties, though, that I've experienced over this kind of starting is they're learning how to play volleyball. And that includes the very basics that a lot of us that have played volleyball for years, we don't realize these boys haven't had that experience. Most of these boys, the only experiences that they've had is playing either during PE class that they've brought out a net, and they're teaching them kind of the basics that way, but not necessarily teaching the full basics because it's not playing on a team learning. And then it's also been part of that thing is the difficulties of if they have been playing a sport before and they want to do volleyball, but their comfort zone has been that previous sport. So it's just them taking that jump that, okay, let's try something new, that is been exciting to see the boys that have come out and some of the boys that were on the fence or maybe tried and they said, yeah, just not comfortable doing it yet.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. What was the participation, the involvement, the excitement like from the student body? I know it's not the first new sport that Carbon has added recently. We just added girls wrestling not too long ago. But, I mean, here you have your traditional spring sports. You know, we're talking track and field, brings out a ton of kids. Baseball, it's a very big sport. Soccer, it's a big sport. What was the excitement and the involvement and participation like when you guys had your first the tryouts for the very first team?
So the tryouts, it was awesome to see the amount of boys come out. We actually ended up having 22 boys come out, and through the process of kind of things either not working out for some of the boys or them saying, yeah, not my sport, we did have a few quit. But for the most part, the core group that did come out to tryouts, they ended up sticking it out past that. And as far as kind of the dynamics of that, usually you have a mixture of all the different grades for most of the other sports because they have been established sports. But for this one, it's been the boys that have always wanted to have it be that option for them. They are the ones that for sure stuck it out. And then we've had some underclassmen that have been brave enough or in some cases have played before that ended up coming out for the team as well.
Yeah, it's got to be a little bit odd because when I talk to all these coaches, we're always gearing up for a senior class, right? We're talking about kids that have been getting varsity time since they were a sophomore or a junior. Now, here's their senior campaign for you. They're essentially all freshmen, regardless of what age they are. That's unique, and I think it's kind of fun in the same sense.
Yeah, it's been a blast to have that because they are just so open to learning this sport that they've never fully played before, including some of the boys that when they've come out and we're like, wow, you're doing this part amazing. They're like, I don't know what I'm doing, though. And it's like, you may not know, but you are doing it right. Like, that's how you're supposed to do it. So they have natural abilities for the sport. They just never knew they did because it's never been a team before.
Let's talk about the roster, kind of the makeup of it, Coach. Who are some of the players that you're going to have to really rely on at the varsity level? Maybe some kids that have just gravitated towards it, kids that have a background in it a little bit and that you know are going to play a big factor in this team's success moving forward.
Yeah, one of the biggest ones, and this is a junior, Evan Lancaster. He actually, very first year playing the sport, but he has really come on and done a lot of great things, has a natural ability for setting the ball and actually hitting as well. And he's been one that we will definitely be relying on. Another one will be another one of our setters that is a senior, Alexis Bueno. We will also come out and rely on some of our outside hitters and middle blocks between Zeke Wilson, Kyler Orth in the middle, as well as Jack Heaton and Eric Cole on that outside hitter.
These are a lot of names, Coach, that are familiar. We know from other sports. What sport would you say translates best with volleyball? Because as you're naming off these kids, there's football players, there's basketball players. What sport translates best here?
I mean, to be honest, some of these boys, it's just, like you mentioned, across a bunch of different sports. Some of these boys just recently finished their basketball season. Some of them, they were in soccer before. And so sometimes it's that footwork that transfers from the different sports that are helping. Sometimes it's the eye to kind of see the ball in the direction that it's going. But for each one of these sports, even though they have those kind of skills that help translate to it, they don't have that full picture to be able to say, yeah, that's the sport that transfers the best to volleyball.
Again, our guest right now, Coach Landon Fellberg of the Carbon Dino Boys Volleyball Team. Coach, have the boys been able to grasp or really, I guess, maybe realize the fact that they are the very first, right? This is historical in my mind. When you go back, you know, the way sports work today with technology, this team, this 2024 team, it's going to be cemented forever. We're going to be able to go back 50 years from now and look at it. They are the very first to do it. Have they grasped that concept?
So, for the most part, I think they are starting to get more and more of that idea because they are trying to set up and they'll talk about it. Hey, we're the first. We need to be the best. We need to show what it's like to be on this team. And even then, when they're doing the footwork, when they're working on the passing, or even when we go on trips, they've been saying, okay, we want to represent Carbon. And they realize everybody is looking at them not only for this first season, but it will set the groundwork for the years to come. They understand that, and they've been handling that kind of expectation well.
Coach, let's talk about the first game of the season. Last night, you guys traveled to Morgan. I know you sent me the results last night. You were very happy, it seemed, with the team's performance. Even though it was a straight set loss, you guys fall on the road against Morgan. We know what type of athletic programs Morgan has. Very solid through and through, and it seemed like every set, this team was right in it.
Yeah. I was definitely ecstatic. I mean, nobody, of course, loves to lose. But with the stuff that we went in there for, we definitely know Morgan has a track record for volleyball. Not necessarily, again, same with everybody else, not necessarily for boys volleyball. However, we could tell based off the gameplay and stuff that we saw that some of those boys have been playing either club ball or been playing volleyball for quite a few years. When we went in there, we had our expectations for the team of, okay, we are making sure that we are playing our positions, that we've played the volleyball that we know that we can play. And as far as the set score, we were actually in a couple of those sets, we were leading at times. But again, just that kind of new experience of everything, learning how to play. We did end up losing in all those sets. However, even with playing against a team like Morgan, coming across with, you know, even 18 points in a set, that is awesome. Including our second set where we got the 20 points up to that 20-point mark. It's just awesome. In fact, even though those set scores, and within those, every single one of those sets, the boys were playing phenomenally, including we had quite a few blocks. We ended up, as a team total, we're pretty sure around 11 blocks, and the reason why I can't say for certain is because our stats for that first set, we were trying to use a program because they didn't have their live streaming going. So we were trying to quickly use that program, and it just wasn't working. Had to switch. But we did a blocking party for sure, and we ended up with a total of at least 11 blocks compared to Morgan, who ended up with just 4 blocks.
And now that this game is in the rear view, Coach, you can kind of shift focus to what's ahead, and that's the first home game. That's got to be exciting coming up on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be awesome. We have our home match against Ogden there on Tuesday, March 12th, and the boys are ecstatic. They've now got a game underneath their belts, and they know kind of what to expect. We had some pre-game jitters and some middle-of-the-game jitters on our very first one, but the boys are ecstatic to bring it home and show the rest of the Carbon County that we've got a team and we're going to be competing.
And I think it's also important, Coach, to talk about the regions because this is so different than any of the other sports. I mean, this region, we have the 3A North, the 3A South, and this region really is only comprised of 3 squads, and you guys are also in there with a couple of private schools in Juan Diego and Judge Memorial. This is going to be a tough division.
It will be. In fact, with especially these private schools that are even on the North, including actually North St. Pete, there will be boys that have played in the club realm. North St. Pete, they've been having a club team for several years. With Judge Memorial and Juan Diego, both of them, they have that access to the club sports that have been up there on the Wasatch Front for several years as well.
We can end with this, Coach. I know we have plenty of more conversations to be had throughout this season, but I got to get your perspective on how you now start a feeder program. Have you guys laid the foundation for getting more youth boys now involved with volleyball? And what's kind of the idea that you guys have put together for that?
Yeah, so the awesome thing is that here in Carbon County, we actually have an amazing volleyball community. Here at the high school, we will actually be putting on a skills camp that, of course, will be for high school students, but with the open spots, we'll be able to open it up for younger groups. There will also, we've been in talks with some individuals that are at the middle school, and they've actually been starting to host kind of open gyms to start teaching kids in those fundamentals. We're also looking forward to try to do some and teaming up with those that are working with the lower levels because we do have amazing clubs, teams already in the area where they have had some boys start to come out for that. But even working with them to just put on some clinics so that way we can grow these skills so that way when they get to high school, it's not the new sport anymore. It is now going to be yes, we're Carbon, we're here to compete, here we go.
Love it. Coach Landon Fellberg again of the Carbondale Boys Volleyball Team taking out the time to join us. Coach, it's a pleasure to get you on. I look forward to more conversations, and we'll see you at the game on Tuesday night.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on.
Definitely circle the calendar. Tuesday, Carbondale Boys Basketball Team is going to play their first ever home game, and the season is off and rolling. We'll look at the regions. We'll talk more about it as the season continues to progress, but definitely fun whenever you add a new sport that's sanctioned by the UHSAA. We're going to pause for just a moment. We do have more Drive Time Sports coming up when we return. It's right here on 107.3 FM and 750 AM.